Blog Talk Radio.
OMG, this is the diary and this is Stacy. I had like 7 seconds to spare because I was prepping and listening to John Legend and Corinne Bailey-Ray, getting my prep on, getting my happy on, and I almost missed it, but I'm a pro because I was here on time, and today is August the 22nd, I do believe, Sunday, and I come here every Sunday from 3 to 4, and this is the diary, and this is, and I'm happy to be here, and I'm happier to be here today more than any other freaking day. So, hello, everybody. I'm calling you from a landline phone, so I'm hoping this is clearer and better, and I'm not taking calls, okay, this week and probably for the next couple of weeks. So if you need to email me, please do at director@aaasm.org. But I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to just have made it on time. And this is a diary where this week, next week, couple weeks, we're talking about Black history, which we need to have a very intelligent discussion about. And I hope to lead that intelligent discussion, and we'll continue on that stuff. And I got some new music. I said I did last week. Well, I actually didn't, but I do this week. And I do want to discuss some things that transpired during the week because, you know, I don't do this stuff just to hear myself talk. You know, I do it to really try to hopefully, by the grace of God, change the lives of people. You know, in much the same way that I was able to get my life changed, you know. And I thank God for my kids because I think that's where it all started, that I was a mom and I took it seriously and I handled my business for my children, and God blessed me for that. And you'll never go wrong, I think, always, always, always taking care of what God gives you. Look at anybody that brought something in this world, whether it's a dog or a human, that didn't take care of what God gave them. Look at where they're out of, where they are today. So just in case we may have technical difficulties, the internet is good, but I got like 3 different handsets just in case I go out on one. I got the other one, and then Elijah's is Elijah's, so we don't mess with Elijah's handset because he got his own phone. So actually, I got 2 out of 3 because I didn't charge up old Eli's phone because that's his private phone when he comes to see his grandma. So this week on the diary, we're going to continue with the Black history, Africans in America, because that's an intelligent discussion on the history of slavery in America, and I think it's important in order for us to understand each other, which we need to do at some point. We need to understand the history of slavery in America, and so it, as an advocate of that, I'm trying to do my best to put my best foot forward in order to do that. So a couple of things, though, I wanted to mention before we get going, you know, before we take our break, and I just want to mention my post that I put up there, and, you know, we're just going to keep this long-ass story short, but, you know, everybody has good intentions, but they really don't mean anything unless they have results, you know, and at some point in your grown-ass life, if you're reaching for something and you don't get it, you know, hopefully you'll get to asking whoever you think your creator is as to why that's the case, and then, you know, I don't give myself much time because I don't give myself time because I know what's up, and I know, and looking at the long, big picture of my life and stuff, I know right now I have every opportunity to finally get where I want to be, where I thought I should be when I was like 14 or 15, and a couple of things kind of stopped me on the way. But what's most important is that, you know, if you're, for me as an individual, what I learned this week is that I can't get up every morning, and you can't either, and ask God for the wonderful things that you plan for your life. And then when you go to work, when you go to church, when you go to the store, when you go to Starbucks, when you go to your kid's school, when you go to the PTA meeting, when you go to whatever, you talk shit about everybody you encounter. Or you have an opinion, not even talking shit, but you have an opinion that's your own opinion, and you know, and that you impose on other people. And to me, that is key. And I have a spiritual advisor that I've listened to since 1998 that I respect and love very, very much. And she kind of put that to my attention that, you know, you can't ask God to bless you, but yet once again, you curse men. You came, that same mouth that you bless God with, that you say, oh, God, you're awesome. And because you're so awesome, I need you to continue to make me awesome. But then I go out in the daytime and say, Jesse Jackson's a loser, Oprah's a loser, Russell Simmons, you can't do that shit and expect your prayers to be answered. So I came to that wonderful realization this week that I'd like to bring to everybody's attention. You can't use the same mouth you use to bless God. You can't use it to curse man. So, you know, and that's what God's all about. We're a work in progress. We're in evolution. We're only going to be perfect once our last breath is there and God takes us up. So until we get there, and I'm not there yet because I'm still alive, I'm still talking, we're all going to evolve. So evolve. And I think that's going to make a big difference in my life. And I just wanted to tell other people that. Black history, you know, and I was talking to two people. One of the things I want to make, you know, that's very important, that because of my new attitude in life, I had to come to that new realization in life. You know, this week, okay, where I live, very nice, sweet people. They're of the Caucasian persuasion. So we're having one guy, me and I, him, he's a musician. I got a bass. We're talking about my bass, what kind of bass I got. He can help me learn to play it better, blah, 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 blah. And telling me about his plight, that he works here and, quote, unquote, he's like the nigger because he don't get a shirt with his name on it. But he's a Caucasian, you know, and I'm black, of course. Everybody know I'm black. But his thing to me was like, I'm the nigger around here. And I'm thinking, you know, out of all the things you could have said, out of all the analogies you could have made, why you have to say you the nigga around here? You know what I'm saying? And it's cool with me because now I understand that you really probably don't know any better. You know, that you think it's all good to say that because you're talking to me and, yeah, you probably got grandkids or kids that look around, yeah, we say it, blah, blah, blah. You got the Dr. Laura syndrome. Okay, so I'm thinking to myself, I didn't even mention it. But, you know, and it's like, and I just went on with it, you know, and it's like I'm thinking to myself, if he was talking to another Caucasian, would he have said, I'm the nigger around there? Maybe, I don't know. But I still got to love him for it because he don't know any better. So it's for those of us that do know better, got to just roll with the punches and focus, like I said, all week on the blogs, on the everything. Focus on those things that you do want. Don't focus on the shit you don't want because the things that you focus on is what you're going to get. So if you focus like me all the time on working for white people, if you focus it on you're a racist and you're a racist, that's all that's going to come at you. But if you focus on righteousness and goodness and love and wisdom and happiness and abundance and freedom and help and that you can give to other people, that's what you're going to do. So second analogy for this week I need people to grow on. My buddy Greg, I love you, Greg. You tried to call me last week, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's all good. I love you. I love everybody now. I got to. If I want my shit to grow, I got to love people, even people that hate me. But you hate me for a reason. It's all good for your reason. Okay. So at the end of the show, Greg said, kill all the crackers. Because Greg, once again, is of the Caucasian persuasion. You know, and his thing was to kill the crackers. See, but my whole thing of studying black history is that's like some giggly shit that I need to just look beyond and say, once again, just like my dudes over here with the nigga on the totem pole or whatever, you don't know no better. So, no, we're not going to kill all the crackers because that's not going to solve anything. You know, that's why you can't buy a gun or ammo in Cali right now because that mentality has got everybody buying guns because we think instead of solving the problem, instead of learning about each other, instead of stop making it giggly and make it compassion, then, yeah, that's the mentality of some. Yeah, kill all the crackers. No, because that's not going to happen. In reality, that won't happen. That's not, you're not, crackers ain't going to let it happen. Okay, and what you hear clicking up against the phone is my cross that I've worn on the right side of my ear for the past 10 years. And they say, well, you know what side, you know, if you wear it on one side, you're gay. If you wear it on the other side, I'm like, I'm wearing it on the right side. You know why? Because I want Jesus on my right side, so I wear it in my right ear, you ignorant ass. So I don't know what side is what. Okay? But once again, I don't let nobody put what they perceive of what I am on me. So I have to let them know. And I finally come to the realization that it's not a problem letting people know. You're not going to put on me what you perceive black Americans to be, black women to be, black, whatever. So So I've been having a ball when I've come to the realization. I've had a ball all day today on Facebook. I've had a ball helping my neighbor pack up his shit, and he's just loving it. He's like, you just come over here and you just packed up all my shit. I'm like, yeah, because you never go wrong helping somebody. You never go wrong. You always have what you need when you help somebody. So this is a diary. We're going to take a break. It's 10 minutes into the show, and I got some good shit. Let's see. We got Loafricking. I don't know what that is, but I like that song. We got three new songs. Some African Beatish, a mellow guitar groove, and Right Here With Me, which is what you are, which is who you always hear with me in my heart. But this is a diary, baby. And this is where I love you. And this is where, you know what? Whatever you put out there is what you get back. So if you put out hatred, if you put out I'm broke all the time, if you put out I don't have enough, if you put out fear, if you put out bullshit, that's what you're going to get back. But I'm trying to tell you now. I'm trying to turge you. I'm trying to tell you because I'm going to put out goodness in, and you're going to watch me and you're going to see what comes back because I love you and I love me and I know what's up now. See, a motherfucker can't trick me no more. So this is the diary, baby, where love, love, love. I'll be back. Long enough for me to eat some of the chicken I was grilling. You know what? Chicken's good whether you grill it, whether you fry it, whether you're black or you're white. Chicken is good. And I'm good. The diary is good. And we hoping the handset, one, stays good for the whole hour. So we're going to continue with our discussion on Africans in America. And last week when we were talking about the beginning stages, how before the pilgrims ever landed, right, brothers was here with farms and servants and married and families and Angola and Anthony Johnson, and that was my brother, and he probably was my relation. I don't know. He probably was related to me, but, you know, slavery evolved one law at a time, one person at a time because of the need for labor, and I guess America figured the only way to do it was to enslave a body of people that happened to be the African people. Because they were the only people that could survive the harsh environment of what was America. So, you know, that's where we stop. And let me see, we're going to continue from there. It's like by the end of the 1600s, right? There were 58,000 people lived in the colony, and 16,000 of those were our folks of the Negro persuasion, which was about 30%. In 1705, the courts, and we talked about the difference between a servant, they defined at that point the difference between what a servant was and what a slave was, and that because of this difference, a slave was now real estate, so we were property, And you know what? And I tell everybody, and as I get my wrongful termination case in nice, beautiful order, you know, my dumb ass, I was walking around where I used to work saying, well, you know why insurance companies are so wealthy to this day, right? I said, you know, I'm keeping it real, okay, keeping it dumb, all right, because you at work talking about, hey, insurance companies got rich because they had to insure, you know, the property, which was the slave, so don't be too cute over here disrespecting black people, because if it wasn't for the black property, your company and a whole lot of other ones would not exist and would not have become to be the powerhouse that you have become. So I'd like to see more than myself and one other suck-ass, oh, I'm sorry, that's not my new self, one other African-American working here. Come on now. Anyway. All right, so Anthony Johnson was a shit. He had land. He had slaves, white slaves, all that good stuff. And let's see. So, capture of the slaves, the journey and the slave ships and the conditions and all of that. We didn't finish. By 1698, the British, remember, they ended the monopoly on the slave trade. So at that point, it became all good for every Englishman to trade slaves. And so if you know anything about that, that's like the cell phone industry. You know, it's going to be all bad. It's going to be all bad, and everybody's going to be out there trying to sell the Negroes. So I think we're still on. I think we're still good. Yeah, we're still on. Okay. All right. My phone just did a little funniness. All right. So by 1698, the British ended the monopoly, so everybody was good. So over the next 50 years, there was an influx. The influx of slaves went from $45,000 a year. Okay, so there we go. England became to be the largest trafficker of slaves in the world at that time. So now, give a little facts about the capture of the slaves and the journey, the slave trips, and the conditions. When adults go to the field, basically, and go to work, the kids were stolen. Slave traders then would steal the children, okay? For more than 40 years, people disappeared from the savannas, the rainforest, and the villages of black Africa. And predominantly the ages that the kids that came up missing or people, black people that came up missing, were ages 15 to 25, basically strong black men. Some were most, the ages 15 to 25, and you know, some were common black people. Some were the nobility of Africa. It didn't make a difference. Women and children were also taken. And to obtain the slaves, Africans waged war, basically, capturing and stealing the people. And many of the Africans abandoned villages at that time and moved into deeper into the interior. In West Africa, 50 million were stolen. Only one half would survive the journey in the ships, okay, other than slavery, okay. At this time, trading was predominant. I mean, trading was normal. Trading happened, okay. This trade between Africa and Europe had been going on for years, okay. For 50 years before Columbus even landed in America, the Portuguese went looking for gold, okay. They built a castle and a fort and pointed the guns towards the Atlantic to guard against European competitors. Over time, the castle turned from the hands of the Portuguese to the hands of the Dutch and then to the hands of the British. And the trade basically changed from gold to humans, which were African Americans. The Gold Coast changed to a slave coast. From Senegal to the north, to the Cameroons in the south, okay, Europeans built 60 forts and castles from north to south. They traded cloth and guns for humans and gold. Okay? So the dungeons of these castles, which trip me out, and I can't even imagine, as crazy a black person as I am in 2010, that's why I thank my God, I thank my parents. You know, every God knows what he's doing. Everybody was born for the time that they was meant to be born in. But at this time, our African people in these castles, so-called, okay, the dungeons were built into the ocean rock, okay? Sometimes our African people waited there a day to get, you know, shipped off or whatever. Sometimes they had to wait there a year. And I'm sure it wasn't even, like, the worst of the worst. It's probably worse than anything the black people at Katrina ever experienced. But sometimes they waited a day. Sometimes they waited a year. Okay, on the coast, the slaves were examined like cattle. Okay. They were burned on the chest with the logo of either the French, the English, or the Dutch. Okay? And that was the last, those chambers were the last memory most of those Africans ever had of Africa. Last thing they ever remember of Africa. You know, and I'm going to stop for a second because when I said in the beginning, you know, this isn't an exercise to piss people off because there's so many people to be pissed off at. You know, but this is our country. This is our history. This is what built America. And the history of our country, and in this way, and especially in the way that PBS has introduced this, and this has been out for quite some time, but because it does present information in such a healing way, nobody ever pushed it. Nobody cares. You know, because, you know, it's better for us and it's better for somebody. It's better for somebody. It's not better for me. It's not better for my kids. It's not better for my future, my kids' future, my grandson's future. And I would happen to say that it is not better for the common American's future, that we continue to go on a road where we don't try to understand each other. And, you know, I mean, what can black people say? That is the plight of what happened. If you are black in America, somebody in your long line of ancestors went through that shit. If you are of the Caucasian persuasion in America, somebody along your lines were probably poor like us and probably was like, oh, you know, probably felt bad for us when it all went bad. Or somebody in your long line is probably, you know, probably the rich folks and the nobility and shit. Remember, back then it was the rich, wealthy Europeans came over here because they had the money and they could come over and they could set up shit. And then they said, hey, look, poor white people, we will let you, you know, work for us for 4 to 7 years and we'll let you come over too on the ship, but you'll work for us and you'll build this, which is, you know, okay. But at some point it went bad because they weren't surviving, and the only people that were surviving were Africans. Africans were part of that too. Yes, they were part of a slave trade also where they had passage. You could also win passage to America before it was racial slavery, yes. That's what Mr. Anthony Johnson did. That's why he was able to build his family and build his land and build his network and get his wealth because, yes, before it was racial slavery, this shit went on. But at some point, it went bad. And we have to understand that point and not blame each other, but yet not say, oh, well, and it doesn't matter to the people it went bad for. And then on the other hand, in our country, it appears that, and we'll go on from slavery to Jim Crow. We got to think about that. We got to think about the civil rights movement, that it was just some people in our country insisted that that separation among us remain. And that won't work. It will never work. It hasn't worked. It's not going to work. And where we are right now, we need to understand that and do our best as black people, white people, Hispanic people, legal citizens, illegal aliens. All of us, I'm certain, want to make this country good. As I studied and got my degree in electronics, as I studied and got my professional designations in insurance, all of that was to make me good, and to make me good means to make my family good, and when I made my family good, I made America good, because as far as Stacy Johnson was concerned, nobody in that family we weren't freeloaders. We could support ourselves in very nice fashion, you know? So when you make people good and you make people understand each other, you make this country good. I don't think it's anybody's intention to make this country bad. It's not my intention to teach this black history in order to make us bad. It's my intention to bring us together. So that's what it's all about, baby. That's what being, you know, pimp style is all about, you know, growing up from in L.A. You know, it's all about love. And I'm going to play something else, mellow guitar groove. No, I'm going to leave that one for last. What I'm going to do right now is right here with me, because that's where I wish you was at. I wish you was at right here with me, you know? But you're going to be here always with me in my heart and my soul, and we got to get this shit together. The next big step for America is understanding. And you know it is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. You know that. So you need to look up and see what that's all about. So the fifth dimension had that shit right when they were singing that shit. It's the dawning of the age of Aquarius, baby. So I want you right here with me. And this is the diary, baby, where we love. And we'll be back. Eli, Grandma loves you.
Thank you.
right here with me on the diary. This is your baby Stace on Sunday, 3 to 4. People that know me love me. Everybody else gonna love me because now I know what's up. You know, Stacey, don't talk so much shit. That's what they say. Mother, you think you know everything. Okay, now I know what she meant. All right. See, and that's why I'm good. You know, and be good. Because the things that you focus on is what you're going to get. If you focus on bullshit, then that's what you're going to get. So I tell my bro, Mark, you know, don't focus on your Facebook friends as hating and say hater shit. Because, you know, half of them ain't your friends. So if you got five of them you can hold in your cute little hand, my boy, my Negro, then you a lucky man. And remember, I'm on the handheld. I ain't never talked to nobody on the home phone more than 5 minutes. So if we die, I got the other one in tow, ready to click up. So don't think I hung up on y'all. And this is a diary where I love folks, you know, especially my folks. So let's see, Africans in America, because y'all's definitely Africans. And you are in America. So, let's see, where were we starting? We put the tattoos on you to tell you where you came from, whether you was a French Negro, an English Negro, or a Dutch Negro. You know, and the amazing part is that the white people themselves would never go get the slaves. They wouldn't be out there in the jungles even with a gun. They would send the black folks, okay, who controlled the coast. So they would go in and get them, and then they would supply, you know, they supplied them with weapons and shit. So, if you got a, you know, a slingshot and your bro over there got a gun, I think you pretty much going to become a slave. So, and, you know, I was hearing some years back how a member of our society of different culture, you know, said, oh, yeah, black people are weak because they didn't fight slavery. They didn't fight trying to be slaves or whatever. And I'm like, I didn't see your ass fighting Americans in the internment camps, okay? I see your ass shuffling in just like we shuffled on them boats once we seen them guns, okay? So, you know, anyway, you don't talk shit about nobody until you've walked in their shoes, man. So, anyway. So, you know, when the black people finally did see the white folks, they thought they was going to eat them. They didn't know what the hell was going on. They didn't see white people till they got to the slave ships, and then it was on. So, you know, why Africans? Why did they choose Africans as opposed to whoever? Well, of course, because Europeans would die after 3 or 4 years of service, where the Africans, like Anthony Johnson, would remain alive. Okay, they had a big supply because of the tobacco trade. They needed labor, man. So, you know. Any culture, any society that thinks they have control, and especially if they think it's a God-given right? If we think we're ordained by God to tame the savages, okay, and that's what was going on back in them days, much like, you know, we get mad at other folks because they want to bomb shit because of Allah, right, or God told them to. So that's why it's all about perspective when you think about people and culture and why they do what the fuck they do. You know what I'm saying? Even my own religion, the Catholic religion, did some fucked up shit back in the day. You know? So it's like it's all about perspective and where you come from and the time you were in. But I choose to follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, which requires, you know, love and mercy and you know, freedom, and you're free to be whoever he made you, and God gives you wisdom so you can be happy, you can love people, and you know that you can live an abundant lifestyle because you are free, because your creator made you free. You know, it's man that fucks up most shit. You know, God made us all to be as free and to prosper, just like you see. That's why the damn every Friday I gotta hear the goddamn guy cutting the grass, right? Okay, every Friday the motherfucker got to come cut the grass. Okay, nobody has to tell that grass to grow. Nobody stands out there and says, either you grow, I got you, I'm gonna check you every 4 months. Here's your performance review, grass. Okay. And if you don't hit these 5 numbers, I'm going to have to lay your ass off, grass. Okay? Or if you don't do what I say, grass, you're done for. No, that's as natural as you are, as I am. The power, whatever that power is that makes that fucking grass grow, can make you prosper just as much. The day I stop hearing my buddies, Jose and Carmel or whatever the hell his name is, and I stop giving them the what's up sign every Friday and saying, okay, I'm closing my shit because your gas is coming through my front door and my back door. When that day comes and I don't see those motherfuckers, then I know that the laws of the universe have changed and that God no longer is going to make everything abundant. But until that day, I'm going to believe, just like that fucking grass grows, that everything that I need and I desire in my life will grow just like that fucking grass. And I'm going to have so much of the grass that, like somebody got to come cut it, I got to cut it and give it away to you and you and yous and yous and yous over there and yous over there and even you that I don't even fucking like, because I got so much grass that I've got to give it away. That's the diary. That's the Association of African and fucking American Single Mothers. That's the life Stacy lives. That's the life Stacy gave to Jesse, Freddie, and Chris. That's the life that Jesse's giving to Elijah. That's the life Black Americans need to know that they deserve. That's the life that all Americans need to know that they deserve. Quit looking at bullshit you see on TV, okay? 97%, no, 2% of the motherfuckers in this world make 97% of the motherfucking money. That is no accident. And I'm here to let you know. Figure out what it is you want. You focus on what you want. You fucking go after it. Whether you an African or you American, you go after what you want. Anybody that's ever had whatever they've ever had, determined in their heart and their soul and their mind that that's what the fuck they was going to get. Okay? So, that's the diary. That's what we talking about. That's what's good. So we going to finish with Black History. Jesse, I hope you're listening because I know you're happy with your mama. All right, here we go. All right, why Africans? We stop there. Shit, because we good, that's why, damn it. There's diamonds in Africa, there's gold in Africa, and your ass came out of Africa. Anyway, 54,000 voyages made by the Europeans to capture our asses, the slaves. Okay, we don't know exactly the numbers of people taken out of West Africa, but we know it was a lot. 11 million were counted from the records that remained. Okay, 500,000. Okay, were needed for the mainland of North. Were headed for the mainland of North America. So 500,000 of your cute asses, your ancestors. All right. Big nose, little nose, light skin, dark skin. It's all a combination of wherever the fuck you landed. All right? I got curly hair. Okay, that tells you how crazy the shit is. I got nappy hair and I got blonde hair on my arms. So where the fuck I come from? All right? I know I come from Willie and Willa Mae. That's all I know. All right, Johnson. Divide and conquer. That's the white man's philosophy. Don't let it happen. Just make sure you know it. Okay, the shipmasters were told not to buy all the slaves from one place because they know. They knew back then, we kings and queens and shit. Buy them all from, over here. You might get a nobility motherfucker. You might get a war horse. Ain't no telling who you might get. So they had us pegged from jump. They knew what was up from jump. But like I said, okay, I'm not going to say it like I'm mad. But this is where we come from. But the whole result of the shit is that we got together, okay, and we made a wonderful country. So everyone should be able to prosper that made that wonderful country. Everybody that had a little piece of back and ass and foot and thought into making this wonderful country should be the first motherfuckers that prosper. Let me put it to you that way. Anyway. So, don't buy all of them from Isuzu Africa because they all can speak to each other and they will get together and fuck us up, basically. And, yeah, so they did a little here, a little there, but we still over time did the same shit, Anyway, so they can't rebel. Okay, 30 men
had control over 300 of the Africans, okay? And the Africans would take every opportunity to fight back because of their sheer numbers. I mean, they would be dumb not to. The only way to control them was through a system of fear. And, you know, that shit goes on today, the black and white. Them motherfuckers and their guns and their tasers. It goes on today. The KKK, fear. All right? That pink, orange dude on the Republican Party, that dude, fear. Cheney, fear. That's all they did, fear. Fear mongers. If you let this happen, then this is going to happen to you. And it works for ignorant people. But for people who know who they are, it doesn't work. But most of the majority of Americans don't know who the fuck they are. And there's not enough righteous Americans telling people you have to understand who you are. Anyway, there we go. Burning Man. Okay, the Middle Passage. We're going to talk about that. All right? So the voyage from Middle Passage was the voyage from West Africa to the New World. Okay, the middle leg of the triangular course that began and ended in Europe. That was the Middle Passage. From the English ports, ships sailed to Africa to trade goods for slaves. And then at that point, once they got the slaves on board, the slaves were then taken to the Americas and traded for raw material. Okay, that was another leg of the trip, which were then taken back to England and then sold. So from Africa to the Americas took about 60 to 90 days. Some of the voyages took as long as 4 to 6 months. Cramped quarters, okay, black people lying in between each other's legs. They shitting on each other. Ain't no air. And if one of them died, right, they sitting there with a dead motherfucker until somebody realizes it. And if you're an African that doesn't speak English, right, you can't say, hey, this motherfucker is dead, come get him. You're probably saying, Allah, Bala, whatever, right? You don't know. For that reason alone, when I'm by myself and I'm alone, and I look at my mom and my daddy, and no, them two niggas was born in 1912 and 1923. They wasn't even slaves, but shit, they might as well have been. The way they was treated back then. How could I not love who my people are? And then my mom and daddy worked and raised 11 niggas that got degrees and just the shit out there in this world today. You got to do something with your life when you that shit. You got to. You can't just sit by and let this old silly shit. That's why both of my sons graduated this year. Hey, youngest boy, baby Chris, high school out. 3 kids, single mom, deadbeat dad, 60 G's, still owe me. You could do it if you fucking want to. This is a diary, baby. We gonna take a break, because when I think about the mommy and the daddy, I get upset and I get crying. So I'm gonna take a break. This is Mellow Guitar Groove. I love you. Be back. Thank you. mellow guitar groove. Remind me of some Norman Conner shit I was listening to this weekend. Cause you are my starship. Come take me up tonight. And don't be late. And don't you come too soon. Oh, shit. You know what? That's what I tell somebody. Empty nest? Oh, don't trip. It might get full up again fucking with me. Anyway, this is a diary. Just kidding, Jesse, Freddie, and Chris. Just kidding. Mommy old. We know. Anyway, that's my shit, though. I love music. That's why I got to love my pops, man. You know, music, you know, if you want what you want, what you need, you got to keep yourself in a good feeling of good feeling. And music, nothing better than music keeps you in good feeling. That's why I was late listening to my boy, John Legend. I clowned him for so. See, that's why you can't clown, motherfucker. I learned so much in like 24 hours that I should have learned in 45 years. But it's all good. I'm loving my nigga, John Legend. Oh, he's got some of the best shit. Corinne, Bailey, Ray. I want to get closer to your experience. Here I am. Oh, that's the shit. If you ain't got her new shit, you need to get it. Anyway, so we talking about slaves because, you know, they still got slaves, sex slaves, all kind of shit jumping off. But you know what? As a human being, as an individual, anywhere that you can relieve the sufferings, the hurting, the oppression of anybody, I don't care if it's your neighbor. You know, it's a coworker, if some bullshit jumping off on under, try to stop it, especially if you know that it's hurting a child, because there's nothing more important than children to God. And that's why I know I've always been blessed in my life, and that's probably why I always saw my parents being blessed from the time I knew I had parents until they were both buried. That, you know what, they did what was right by their kids. So, yeah, we had a very nice home. We had, my dad was loved. My dad lived his life to the fullest. I saw my mom live her life to the fullest. You know, but don't leave your life to your kids, okay? You know, and if you think you need to, you better treat them little motherfuckers right. Because they will have you caught up in some shit that you can't get out of, and I've seen it. All right? So, I love my kids. I take care of my kids. You know, hey, and I'm going to have a little money just in case shit fall through the cracks. But, you know, anyway, life is great. Life is grand, and it can be better if you keep in mind that you're here for a particular purpose. You are here for those things that you imagine. So if there's something you ever thought, well, you woke up one morning and thought, had a dream, hey, I was doing this and I was doing that, it could happen. Whatever your mind can conceive, you can achieve. And that ain't Jesse Jackson. That's somebody greater than that nigga that said it. And it's true. And I'll forgive me, Lord, for saying he didn't say it. But he may have said it, but he brought it off somebody. All right, so. Back in this quartered, cramped slave ships, okay, that if somebody didn't fight for us, we'd still be in them motherfuckers. Oh, we still are. They're called office buildings. Anyway, dead slaves are thrown overboard, of course, okay, and then some of them just went crazy and just jumped overboard, okay? The idea from the slave masters at that time, they were like, when they see that shit happen, or they'd shoot them before they even jumped over, because their idea of that was, no. We're gonna take your life. You're not going to decide when you take your own life. So if we even think that shit, we just going to start killing y'all and tell and let you know, enforce it in your head, that if there be any taking of the life, it'll be us taking yours, not you taking your own, because you don't want to do this shit. So it was all the system of fear. Okay? So that way, they said the slaves didn't set an example for the other one, bad example for the other ones, thinking they had any control over the shit, their lives or anything. Okay? Slavers is what they were called, and they were the men who ran the slave ships. knew that these black people were humans, but they were also objects of profit, see, and that's where we went bad. And that's where you'll go bad. And that's where I've gone bad. And that's where we'll continue to go bad. When, like Susie Orman say, first people, then money, then things, she ain't fucking lying, okay? All right, and you see Susie Orman, oh, they ain't got no problems, okay, other than problems people want to give her. But, yeah, first people, then money, then things, okay? Because the slavers saw that these black people were objects of profit, okay? So the profit dominated their behavior. And please rent that. Go to Netflix. Sign up. Go to Google, whatever. God, I can't even think. Go to Amazon. Go wherever you need to go and buy this shit and watch it. Because we need to understand race relations. It's not going to change until we try to understand and try to see why things are the way that they are. I mean, it's very important to some people that when you say the word black, it means bad and evil and no good, which is not necessarily the truth. In some cases, it are shit. Any color can mean black and evil and bad. It ain't necessarily got to be black. But I'm caring about this Tea Party bullshit where it seems like a bunch of them seem to be other than, you know, just trying to cause division. And the history of black and white in America was somebody always trying to cause division. We don't need to cause division. We need to understand that we need togetherness. And if we understand our history from day one, and if we understand that we've always been here together, you know, working together when the dude went to court, right? They went to court and said, now I am happy before, now I know which land is mine. And then we had Anthony Johnson living here with white servants. Everybody was happy. Everybody was happy with the arrangement of what it meant to be a servant. And then when it turned to racial slavery, that's when things got all bad. Did it have to be that way? History says, and the history PBS special says, and these intelligent people on this special, white, black, and otherwise, say that no, America did not have to exist in such a way where there was free and slave. America could have existed and prospered in much of the same way without racial slavery. So we need to understand that. We need to say, well, that is okay, that's a fact, maybe so, but this is what did happen. And we need to try to heal each other and understand each other and understand that some people have this perspective, this is why. Other people have that perspective, this is why. But I don't think it comes from an understanding of actually knowing why. And I like to get to the bottom of shit. That's why I love math, because math is like, you do this, the answer is that. There's not much thinking to the shit. If you know the rules, if you do that, you start here, and you know the rules, you're going to end up with this answer. So you don't really have to put much thought into it. You just got to know the fucking rules. So when it comes to black and white people, we ain't got to know the answer. We just need to know how the rules started and how they perpetuated and how some people live their lives to continue to perpetuate this bullshit that doesn't do anything from my perspective. It only hurts my people, I think. But in the long run, it's going to hurt your people because, what, Leroy then got up five white girls pregnant, ain't taking care of none of them. It hurts all of us, okay? It hurts us all. It hurts kids. It hurts adults. It hurts our country. And now we're like the dumbest country in the world. So it ain't even about that now. It's about a poverty thing. But once again, most of the disadvantaged people are my people. And I love my people. And I have an obligation because I was raised by parents that, although they came from what would have seemed like the worst situation, where they would not have been in a position, born in South Carolina, in Topeka, fucking Kansas, in 1911 and 23, would you ever think those two people would have gotten together and had 11 children and raised a priest, a doctor, children with doctorates and master's degrees and bachelor's degrees and people that have made differences?
And it's only because they did not sit and say, I'm a nigga and this is how I'm going to act. Nope. They say, I'm going to define who I am, and then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to have this marriage and I'm going to have these children and I'm going to tell them to define who the fuck they are. So even after I'm dead and been dead since the youngest one was 15, she's going to be still on the radio defining who the fuck she is. Because I taught her that when I was an old man going back and forth to work and then going to Vegas and doing movies with Elvis and doing records with Ry Cooter. Look my daddy up, Bill Johnson, Golden Gate Quartet. Don't fuck with us. But that's Black America. That's what Black America is. Black America is not this sagging-ass, pants, ignorant-ass society that people like to see today. It may have started back in 16, whatever. But just like that Anthony Johnson motherfucker, there was a Willie Thomas Johnson and a Willa Mae Johnson that made sure that the legacy moved up and not backwards. And I have an obligation because I love my children who will be here after me, just like my parents love me, and I'm fucking still here after them. To do what's best and to be an example, not only for my kids, for my grandkids, for Elijah, for you, for Jesse, for Freddie, for Chris, for America, for Martin Luther King, for Dr. Cornel West, for Angela Davis, for all my niggas. This is a diary, baby, where we love you. Don't forget where the fuck you come from. You is African in America. We can you. We're going to continue. We're going to continue next week. Know that I love you. Email me at director@aaasm.org. And we check it later. Peace.